Well, hello, everybody. Welcome to Unlimited Realities. I'm Lisa Zimmer, and I'm your host. And I am going to be offering you some wonderful wisdom today. You know, these days are nerve-wracking, to say the least, and we're all kind of finding ourselves in a new normal. We're trying to create routines and practices that help support us, help take away some fears, and help boost up our immune system, which is very, very important right now. I don't want to add to the chaos. I want to support the aspects that are going to make us feel more empowered, that are going to help us stay healthy, that are going to make us feel like we have some control and choice, because we absolutely do. And these are not the end of days. These are changing days. Yes, forced upon us. Yes, it feels surreal. Yes, there's body quakings inside some of us who are really tapped into the fear of the unknown. And that fear of unknown really can take on a life of its own if we allow it. So it's really, really important right now to kind of pull in our resources, those that we know and those that are wisdom and traditions from indigenous cultures and healers and awarenesses far beyond our mere knowledge. So what I brought to you today is a wonderful healer who has been studying many practices and brought all of her expertise and skills to us today in regard to what she's helping others and working with both her clients and those in medical professions to work with holistic measures and energy. So, you know, I talk about energy a lot, and energy shifts and changes. And even though we are in this time of kind of knee-jerk reactive places, there's still a shift in an energy going on underneath in the root of all of us that has the potential for greatness. It has the potential to really co-create an incredible new dimension, our new paradigm, our new energetic focus. And if we can all get on the same page, or if at least a lot of us can get on the same page, I really foresee and feel this shift being something that comes out with a lot more altruism, compassion, empathy, and human connection. So that's my intent and vibe. And so without further ado, I'm going to bring to you our guest today, Elise Walker. And Elise is a pagan shamanic practitioner in the Celtic tradition. She also found her way first through Reiki. So we're going to talk about that. And we're going to talk about her involvement in bringing in the light, bringing in the energy, and how that looks and works for her. So without further ado, welcome, please. Elise Walker, thank you so much for coming on Unlimited Realities today.
Thank you, Lisa.
Oh, it's wonderful to have you. I am so impressed by your expertise. And let's talk a little bit about, I am, and I'm not easily impressed.
I know. I just have to laugh.
All right, so let's talk a little bit about what is a pagan shamanic practitioner in the Celtic tradition?
Well, I would have to start with Celtic shamanism as an umbrella term. Traditional shamanism is known more from Siberia or from Peru or from indigenous cultures. But the Irish are an indigenous culture, and every culture had its own medicine people. Not
right.
All were called shamans. Some were called, witch doctors and many, many other things over the years. But there's always spirit healers in every tradition. And
okay.
So when I first started to study shamanism, which did come from my initial Reiki practice, I was able to tap in to my ancestral roots. So they call it the river of blood. So it's literally your DNA. Our DNA is not just physical blood, it's spiritual. So it has a spiritual component to it, and we are guided to our own ancestors and the land itself. So sometimes we're separate from the land that we were, you know, where our ancestors came from. So it requires a little bit more energy to connect with the land you're on when you've lost your ancestral land, when you've been separated for some reason.
Mm-hmm. Wow, that's great.
Now, I have, you know, I have a dear friend who is, you know, a traditional Irish shaman, and she is also a fairy doctor, which is another sort of practice. It's, you know, we work with land spirits, right? And we work with our ancestral spirits. So it's a combination of wisdom. It's a wisdom tradition, just like Reiki is. Reiki is traditionally Japanese. So that was brought over and became, when you became initiated, it was a wisdom lineage practice. Therefore, the wisdom you were able to access through your teacher.
Okay.
But the teacher isn't separate from the land. So over time, it's really about accessing your own internal wisdom, because we are not separate from the earth. We're not separate from anything around us.
Oh, that's incredible. And that really plays into energy. I mean, it all comes down to harnessing the energy, right?
Yes, absolutely.
So when I talk about energy and choice and all those things, this takes it so much deeper into our root of why we vibrate the way we do, why we get drawn to the things we do, why we resonate to the things we do. This is fascinating, Elise. I'm loving this.
Yeah, it's very true.
It's so simple, you know.
I pulled a poem out from an Irish poet, from William Butler Yeats, very much speaks to all of the practices coming from the same root. You know, he's speaking here more about the wisdom that comes internally. But the poem is, "Though the leaves are many, is one. Through all the lying days of my youth, I swayed my leaves and flowers in the sun. Now I may wither into the truth."
Oh, wow.
And yeah, that is literally a distillation of everything. And, you know, everyone has their own path. There's no right or wrong way to access the indigenous or ancestral information in your own mind, in your own body. There is no wrong way.
Right.
And eventually...
I'm sorry, go ahead.
Go ahead.
No,
everyone
was just going
gets
to
a
add
map.
To... Yeah, okay. So how did you find your map?
Trust. I was healing. Doing body work, massage therapy, and I kept working on people who had the same problems over and over again. And what I realized is there was a component there that I did not understand and I wasn't able to get to. And when I started to focus on that, my own reality opened up. So therefore, I was guided to study Reiki.
Okay.
And then I was guided to healing touch, which is more of a practice. A lot of nurses initially studied Reiki and also went into healing touch to sort of certify the practice.
Wow.
And even healing touch is a practice of many, you know, pulls in many different healers' wisdom.
Right.
And it sort of distills it into one, you know, one particular program. And after doing probably three different types of energy healing, I realized that it all came from the same place. So it was more about having the map and then being able to sort of feel it through your body and listen to your own intuitive wisdom and then to sort of understand where that wisdom comes from. And it was in my quest to understand where that wisdom came from that led me into shamanism.
And oh, that's awesome. My
clients and my friends would laugh because I call myself literally the bumbling shaman, kind of like the Columbo of shamans. So my, and of course, you know, half of them don't get it because Columbo's so old. So
yeah,
so many people
our age,
don't know,
right?
Columbo anymore. So I try to really get them to focus on their own power and their own awakening rather than what they think that I may have to offer. You know, my offering is holding space. Right. So it's opening them into the space, holding the space for them to open into their own wisdom.
Right. Right. But you have downloads of wisdom. Let's not deny that. Okay.
Let's get
the real here, Elise. I mean, you know, yeah, you're being very generous, but the fact of the truth remains that you come up with your own downloads of information for viral infection, for things that could help build our immune system. You are a healer. You are a natural healer. You came into this world to heal, and by cracky, that's happening.
you can't see me right now, but I'm bowing to you.
I bow to you. I see your light. This is an incredible journey, and let's not make light of the fact that you followed your intuition, your instincts, your calling, your awareness, and how that came to light. Because, you know, sure, people get little inklings. Oh, I'd be a great, you know, nurse, or I'd be a great teacher, and I'm picking, you know, very traditional callings. But
sure.
You know, we're moving into a dimension and I hate to sound like that, but we've been talking about the shift. I mean, I remember back in 1983 talking to people about what we're going through today, okay? 1983, folks, some of you weren't even born then, okay?
That's right.
And I remember talking to people then, and they were saying, oh, yes, the fifth dimension. We're going to go through this dark period, this period
of very forlorn.
Our leader will be very corrupt. You know, and I'm not saying our leader's corrupt. I'm not going there politically, folks. But I am saying that what we are going through today should not be too unexpected. Because honest to God, this is something we all are here for. There's a reason we're walking the earth today during these days. In history, they're going to be talking about us. So it's the changers. It's the mood changers. It's the energy changers. Those are the ones we need to kind of look at right now, because we have to go into our roots. We have to go into, like you said, our spiritual DNA. We have to look at what makes us tick and work with those resources, work with that energy. We all have energy. We need to build it up. We need to build our immune system up. Our physical temple body needs to be strong through these days. So let's talk a little bit. You do so much. I mean, Elise, I'm so impressed by you. You do so much. Let's talk about what is an initiate priestess? Because I know you work with the light. I know you work with energy and bringing in the energy and bringing increasing positive energy and light. And I know that this may be a foreign concept for many. So can we talk about what this is?
Sure. I have to say that, you know, from when I was a little girl and probably from when I was seven, I used to have nightmares about walking through very, very dark spaces and being attacked by very dark things. And, you know, everybody has dreams of running from things. But in my really prescient dream, my most remembered dream, I walked with a lantern through the darkest places. And I was aware of this. I was most aware of was that the lantern illuminated the path forward. So I ignored this calling because I was busy doing, right? I was busy learning massage and Reiki and working and, you know, whatever else I was doing. And at some point, my path sort of distilled. And I didn't marry, and I didn't have children, and I just began to work. And as I did that, the path sort of revealed itself. So I do believe that there was a little bit of this in there, and that I was eventually preparing for some of the work that I was going to have to do. Now, probably it wasn't until about 2008 and then I became connected to an altar called the Daughters of the Flame, who hold a flame for Bridget. And this isn't just Bridget, you know, Saint Bridget. There are many aspects to Bridget, and she's sort of a compendium of, you know, ancient tradition with goddess energy, and also, you know, she's been sort of incorporated into Saint Bridget in the Catholic tradition. And in the early 90s, that flame was relit by an order of Brigandine nuns, and also by this altar was started by sisters. And so I am not a Christian, but I was raised as a Catholic. And so all of this sort of has resonance for me.
And isn't that wild?
Yeah, there are, you know, there are many orders besides the Daughters of the Flame now who hold altars for Bridget, but there are also other goddesses. And also right now I hold a shift, or two shifts actually, light and dark, one for the Morrigan and one for Bridget. And that is the Sanctuary of the Divine Feminine, which was started by my friend Siobhan McMahon. And she's the Irish shaman I was talking about earlier, my very dear friend. And so this altar is more about the balance between the masculine and the feminine, and really holding that space, because priestessing is really about containment. So you train to hold physical containment and energetic space for divine energy.
Okay.
So it's like you're learning, right? And to do that, the most work is when you have to do your own work, do your own shadow work, because you cannot be a beacon for light without finding your own darkness.
Right, right. How interesting. This is such a multi-layered show, Elise. I could go on for hours with you. I mean, this is like, okay, so let's talk about this a little bit more. This is just really intriguing to me. So, okay, so when you found this connection energetically, because all of life is an energy, it's all a vibration, and how we move through that energy, how we increase that energy, how we multiply positive energy, it all comes through uniquely to us, ourselves. And I love how you brought up that you were a Catholic. I too was raised in Catholicism. And I took, you know, I took what I learned from that, and I took what I learned from the world, and I took what I learned from other belief systems. And I look at myself as a spiritual person. But I understand that walk between the worlds of titles, because people are so hung up on titles And it's, are you a Christian or are you not? And it's like, you know, there's just, you know, there's this essence I call God. And I believe that this essence called God doesn't give a damn what we get to that essence from. So as long as we are doing an essence energy work that is improving upon the planet and ourselves, God's got our back. And there's this piece where I really feel we need to step out of judgment and labels and start looking at the light, you know? And I hate to use this word, but I'm going to use it. The light workers.
Well, I have a response to that, because I always tell people, if you call yourself a light worker, you do understand that you're going to have to stand in the dark, because no one needs a light worker in the sun.
Oh, Lise, we could hang. We could so hang.
We definitely could hang.
You know, it's interesting to me, because we're in the same generation, and we're watching these youngins come into this awareness, and it's so beautiful,
right,
and it's so empowering,
it is,
and it's so encouraging. But I also, you know, there's times where I find myself chuckling quietly to myself, where I think to myself, oh, honey, just wait 15 years.
Yeah. Yeah, just wait for that. Wait for that first universal bus to pull up, you know.
Because there's a way that I think it's conveyed that makes it very Pollyanna. There's a way that it's projected that doesn't give it roots in reality. It doesn't make it real for, you know, Joe down the street, you know. And that's really where we have to come from. We have to come into the kitchen door. We have to sit at the kitchen table. We have to make this a tasty dish that everyone can digest, simply because it's energy, not because it's anything other than working with energy. And you know, the titles that come from it group people together of similarities, and it's easier to find your grouping, your kindred tribe that way. And I'm not, you know, disputing those aspects on any level, because I do feel we need to find them. We need our people.
You do, because we need support, and we need able to see it reflected to us. Because the outer world is our mirror. So we do need that reflection. And
we do.
I think back about a decade ago when I read my old writings, I sounded a certain way. And unless it definitely came through as, you know, a channeled message, it sounds not complete to me. And I think that what happens is, over time, when we distill this wisdom, then we realize it's not about the power. It's about something far greater than ourselves.
It's about
the intention.
I second that wholeheartedly. I do the same thing. I read or listen to myself and cringe. And I think to myself, oh, dear God, child, how far you've come and how far you need to go. You know, because it's a constant. And there's no reaching that end line. You know, there's no pinnacle we're all going to get to. You know, it's a constant climb. And you have to get comfortable in the uncomfortable, comfortable in the climb, comfortable in the unexpected. And when you get to that place, you know, it becomes a little lighter. Things aren't quite as intense. And I can say from experience that it does get better, even when you lose faith, or when things seem the darkest, or when you feel like God isn't listening. There's definitely something going on behind the scenes, and it is in the essence of energy and how we build ourselves up. So let's go back into you, and your intuition, following your intuition. This is how we build ourselves up, and this is how you instinctively, unconsciously tapped in through your DNA and holiness, got reconnected to the vibes. So it's like you found Reiki, and Reiki brought you into the shamanism, and that shamanism brought you into a light, you know, receiver and exchanger, shall we say. And then let's not discount, Elise Walker, your downloaded information you're spreading to the medical community and your clients and your nurses. And let's talk a little bit about that mushroom essence for immune boosters for our audience.
Okay. Yes, I had some sort of flu. I think it was back in 2018. And I had gone to see a practitioner when I was sort of on the, you know, tail end and on my recovery end. And I went to see a wonderful body worker and also someone who is very tuned in, very psychic. And I was able to, because she's a seer, I'm more of a clairsentient, so I feel things. I don't see them initially. But because I was working with her, you know, and our fields are merged, I was able to literally see and sort of get this, I would say, immune boosting blend. So there was, I think, at least one mushroom in there then, but I didn't know until, I guess it was sometime in 2018 when I started to work with the mushrooms. So it wasn't until this year, right around, you know, January sometime, where the mushrooms really started to sort of distill their energy, because I work with flower essences and these mushroom essences now as plant spirit energy. So they have information. We're not separate from them. Mushrooms are communicators. So there are some mushrooms, you know, they all have their specific purpose, but some mushrooms, including one particular one, I know I'm going to massacre the name of it, but I think it's Clitoceib hygrophoroides. And it's one I've been working with in essence form. And it's a cellular communicator. It's an intracellular communicator. And it also opens up all the levels of consciousness, so you have access to everything. And when I read that part of the issue with this and why the AIDS doctors are working on this COVID-19 is because the body doesn't recognize the virus initially, because it hides in the cells and it reproduces itself.
Oh.
So one of the main things that you have to do is allow the immune system to recognize the virus. And viruses are information. Viruses contain evolutionary information, and this is a new one. We don't have this information, and so one of the ways we have to work with it is to incorporate the message and allow that message to get into the cellular consciousness while discarding the parts of the virus that we don't need.
Okay. All right. And is this, you know, mushrooms are hot right now. I mean, I know research has gone on about some anywhere from depression to viral support. This, what you're about to tell, what you're telling us, is like such an immunity booster and so tiny right now. Where can the audience find this?
Oh, well... It's actually right now, I have been working with Delta Gardens. David Dalton is one of, he's, you know, the creator of this, and he was one of my teachers back in 2012. And he has a few immune blends that he's working with, and he's always had a blend that, you know, his place creates. As for me, I've been working with the mushrooms, and all of the practitioners there have been working with the mushrooms on an experimental basis. So it's more about what the mushrooms can share with us and what our learning is over time. So I don't believe that the mushrooms are for sale there. They're just, you know, being experimentally used by the practitioners.
Gotcha.
But I was just so excited about the properties of the mushrooms. And one of the mushrooms, you know, has the appearance of the lungs and the brain. And so, you know, we're sort of looking at, okay, how do these work in combination with the immune boosters? Because we
do have very
realistic immune boosters that definitely help. These are not in herbal form. These are plant spirits. So herbs are much denser. They work on a bodily level. Essential oils are much denser. They also work on that bodily level. These work on the energy field, on the etheric field.
Okay, so that let's go right there. That piece with mushrooms, that it operates with a consciousness, with a deeper sense of awareness. Is this why we trip with them? Is this why we go into a deeper consciousness, a deeper, more basic ancestral kind of feeling when we like partake in the other type of mushrooms, or when other people may have taken mushrooms and had experiences?
I think you've got something there. I can't say. I mean, I'm certainly not a mycologist or anything, but I do believe that there certainly is something to that, and I do believe that a lot of these are my medicine, and so I feel very comfortable working with the plant spirit medicine, because on a shamanic level, they're also my teachers, and they're also working with me during the healing, and oftentimes they, you know, they do the healing and I hold the space. So what I wanted to do was, even though, you know, it's one of, I would say, you know, we're working experimentally, what I would say is that I wanted to protect my people, and I do work on a lot of frontline medical workers. So I wanted to make sure that they had something to help them boost their immune system that was separate from anything else they were using. So I did make up this blend, and I charged it shamanically on one of my flame shifts for protection for them specifically. And then I gave them out.
Wonderful. Oh my gosh, Elise, this is just phenomenal. It really is. I mean, what we're learning from the plant kingdom at this time in our lives is, and what you're adding in this show with your wisdom is mind blowing right now to me, because it's like, wow, there's a whole world. It's a whole world that's opened up. I mean, it's like, because it does, they operate on these receptors within our body that we haven't really given credence to over the years, simply because science hasn't gone there in its study. And, you know, we're learning about the CBD components and the, you know, all of these, you know, cannabinoid receptors, and we're learning about the mushroom receptors. And I'm thinking, holy God, where else can we go in this plant kingdom to expand ourselves and our souls? Because this is really groundbreaking information. I really feel very charged up talking to you about this, knowing the capacity that's out there. You know, we're only now, because of need, touching upon things like this. And as we're moving through new changes and new routines and new paradigms and new focuses and alternative medicines, as well as incorporating it with Western, there's a piece of knowledge we need to include more of that goes back to our indigenous cultures, that goes back to our ancestors, that goes back to the wisdom of our creation. And, you know, you're a wealth of information here. I think that I would love for you to come on more and like give us like a little Elise's burst of wisdom here, because this is just, I'm serious. This is what our world needs. You know, we need information. We need wisdom. We need to be supported. We need to feel empowered, and we need to know that there's options and alternatives out there. And I just really feel, you know, it's, I look at this time as, yes, it bites, but there's a whole lot of good that can come out of this. And if we can turn our perspective into a way of looking to the alternatives, the ways that maybe we've ignored, maybe things that we've shunned or titled as, you know, ignorance isn't so ignorant, you know. What I'm seeing as ignorant is the state of Florida walking around and partying just like they've always partied. It's unbelievable. It is unbelievable what's going on here. I think they are just only now starting to close a lot of the beaches. They've been partying on the beaches all week long.
Right.
So we've got a lot of old people down here in Florida. You know, this is not a hurricane, folks. This is not something that, you know, has been, you know, this is not a hurricane. Get in your house. So,
right.
You know, I think that we really need, we need you, Elise. So I'm going to talk to you later, and we're going to talk about having you back on here. And
okay.
I want to thank everybody for tuning in. What would you like to say, Elise? Would you like to bring the audience to your website, to your information? I want you to, you have the floor. So audience,
well,
Elise Walker.
Thank you, Lisa. I do not have a working website at this time, but I do have a Facebook page. My Facebook page is called Essentials, spelled with an A. So it's Essentuals. And you're more than welcome to visit me there or to send me a message if you have any questions. Also, I have a divination page on there that I also post to. And I really hope that you've taken what you needed from this talk and that it will empower you in some way and uplift you.
I agree. I concur, Elise. This has been a really great talk. I have absolutely loved this. I feel like I want to go get notes, make more notes, and then have you back on.
Okay, that sounds great, like, to me. I love talking to you. So
it's like, let's talk herbs and mushrooms. I mean, let's talk.
Why not?
Let's talk this. This is incredible information. And I think where you have been led and where spirit has guided you, you know, it's a testament to how spirit works and how energy works. And that in itself is faith boosting and empowering, not only to me, but I'm certain for people out there listening today and or whenever they tap in. But thank you so much, Elise. This has been my pleasure. And audience, thank you so much for tuning in again. And we'll be back next week, Monday at 11 Eastern time. And Elise, I'm going to be calling you very soon.
Okay. All right, Lisa. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Everybody, God bless. Don't be fearful. We have options. There's so much out there in resource, and you're not alone. Reach out. All my love. Thank you, everybody. Bye-bye.